Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And we'll welcome you into the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show, hanging out with you tonight. Taking it to NFL football, so we're going to go to 8 o'clock tonight. Tennessee and Jacksonville in a, AFC, is that the AFC, what division is that, the South? Not the AFC South that that's considered, Jarvis, right? That's the AFC South division. Tennessee and Jacksonville, I guess Jalen Ramsey is supposed to play in that game tonight. Pre-game at 8 o'clock, 8:20 on the kickoff right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got a lot of stuff to get into. We're streaming online at 929thegame.com. Check us out on our new and improved website. All our live actions, all of our replays of shows, interviews, finest moments, breaking sports news, new and improved website, 929thegame.com. Download your radio.com app. Put that on whatever device that you have to catch us on the go. You got a phone or a tablet or a turntable or a boombox or a Laserdisc player, Walkman, Sega Genesis. That way you can always catch us on the go. Social media for the stations, all at 929game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us on all the platforms. The best way to follow along with this particular show is through our personal Twitter handles. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316. It's all your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is behind the glass producing the show tonight. Jarvis is in the house at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. So, Braves win today. We'll get into Braves talk in the next segment. As just getting a chance to kind of watch the replay of action. So magic number, down to one. Now, the Nationals do not play tonight, so Braves will have to wait until tomorrow to clinch. So if the Nationals lose or if the Braves win, then the division will be in hand, as if it's not already decided or what have you. But, you know, to make it official and I guess probably to pop champagne and things like that. The Braves win tomorrow or a loss by the Nationals, and that will take care of the division. 5-4 today, Braves win as Mike Soroka picks up his 13th win. Was pretty darn good. I mean, 5 hits, 2 earned runs in the 5 innings, but did strike out 5 guys and had no walks in it, no home runs in the game. So, and then, you know, Luke comes in and does his thing or whatever. We'll talk about the roster and stuff like that. Sure. I mean, I had Luke on the playoff roster. Y'all sure he's supposed to be on the playoff roster? He can't. I mean, even pitching in the 5th or 6th inning or 7th, he can't do the things that he does in the playoffs. You can't do those things. You can't be like, oh, I'm just going to give up a run, you know? Ah, we got a big lead. I'll just give up a run in the. I mean, that's how it feels like. Just, you know. Like, you only bring him in if you got, like, a big lead or something like that because, yeah, I'm just going to give up a run here or run there. So we'll talk more about that in the next segment. We will get to What's Bugging Chuckery as well at 7:40. So busy hour before we get into NFL football. But we'll start off with – I did a hit today this afternoon up in Indianapolis with my guys Query and Schultz up there. So thanks to those guys. Really good guys. Have been on the show a bunch of times before and you know, it's kind of fun now as a full-time radio host to talk to those guys. Hadn't talked to them in a couple of years, actually. So good to catch up with them. And we were just kind of breaking down this Falcons game. And, you know, they were kind of describing themselves in a lot of the same ways that, you know, they're a team that after two games, they don't really know what their identity is or what they're trying to do or what this season's going to be. And they also wonder, you know, if maybe that division is, you know, kind of open and winnable for them and how it's looked at. You know, I mean, obviously Nick Foles goes down in Jacksonville. You know, nobody's kind of really separated themselves in that division. And, you know, comparing themselves a little bit to the Falcons. And, you know, I kind of was thinking a little bit that, you know, we put so much importance on last week as far as not being 0-2 because history in the NFL says that if you're 0-2, and since they've expanded the playoffs to 12 teams, that only about 10, 11% of teams get to the playoffs. So we all know that stat that's out there. Now, I didn't look up the stats, but would you feel much better if the Falcons were 1-2 and they go up there and lose, you know, to Indianapolis? Now, I understand it's going on the road in the NFL and things like that, and we'll get a lot more breakdown of the game tomorrow. We'll be back on with a regular show tomorrow from 7 to 11. I get that. I mean, I understand. Anytime you go on the road, again, it doesn't matter if you play Cleveland or Tampa or Miami. You know, going on the road in the NFL is still going on the road in the NFL, and kind of anything can happen. But this feels like a game that the Falcons absolutely have to go up and find a way to get a win. I don't care if it's pretty or how you end up doing it, but look, let's face it, they don't have the quarterback that they thought they were going to have this year. Now, they run the football really well. They're a very good running football team with Mac. Mac's a very good running back, and yeah, they got one of those dudes on their offensive line. And when I tell you, like, they've got one of those guys, like, they got a guy who someday may be in my hometown and, you know, have a bust, one of those bronze busts up there, that he's that kind of player. You know, he looks like the next Steve Hutchinson. I mean, so they've got a very good offensive line, and they do something that the Falcons don't stop very well, and that's they come right at you with their running game and can do a lot of things with it. But this is one of those games where the Falcons have better personnel. Falcons have better personnel on their team. I mean, T.Y. Hilton is a really good wide receiver. He ain't 11. Jacoby Brissett's a nice quarterback. He ain't 2. Marlon Mack hasn't done anything in the NFL that 24 hadn't done. So this is one of those games where, you know, I don't know that I would feel a whole lot better if you tell me that the Falcons are 1-2 after three games. This feels like one of those games where you got to find a way to go up there and get a win. However you got to do it. I mean, me personally, I think you got to get your offense cranked up and going. Like this is the time to get that offense going. Like, get it cranked up. Let's get in the 30s, okay? You know, the Indianapolis Colts are not a team that's going to go tete-a-tete scoring with you. They're not one of those teams that you're going to try to keep matching points with you and trying to get you up and down the field and things like that. They'll run the football, control the clock, and try to keep their offense off the field. I mean, if I'm Indianapolis, I mean, I'm running right at Atlanta and saying, here you go, stop this. And I'm going to keep the ball away from Matt Ryan. I'm going to keep the ball away from the Falcons offense, and you're going to have to show me that you can stop our running game. I'm literally taking the same exact blueprint that the Vikings had and running it. Now, I don't think Mac is as fast as what Dalvin Cook is. Dalvin Cook's just a special player. He's a tremendous player. Mac's a really good running back. They run the football really well up there. It'd definitely be their calling card with all of it. But I don't know that I would feel, you know, like that much better about last week if you go up to Indianapolis and end up losing up there as well. You know, it was one of those things. You had to beat the Eagles. You know, you had to avoid going 0-2, but I don't know that I feel better if after three games the Falcons are 1-2. Find a way. If you're a good football team and you're a high-quality football team and you're a potential Super Bowl team, well, then you got to find a way to go on the road and beat a team that probably does some things that don't really, you know, unfortunately, their strength is not one of our, you know, one of our strengths. Their strength is one of our weaknesses when it comes to defending the run. So while last week was probably way more important than maybe we think, or maybe we even put pressure on, I think this week has just got a ton of importance to it as well. 1-2, I don't think, is a place that this team wants to be, and still, you know, having all of the division games in the second half of their season. right, when we get back, we'll recap this Braves win. Recap. We'll let you hear some audio and how to kind of handle this roster moving forward now that the division is about to be clinched up. Talk about all that next. John Chuck, we're showing the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game.
As Goddard, number 40, a mammoth home run to make it 2-0.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. Chip Carey of Fox Sports South there on the call. This is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you till 8 o'clock tonight. 404-741-0929. That's our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can interact with the show. The best way is through our personal Twitter handles. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is at JarvisD90 to follow along with us. Braves win. 5-4 over Philadelphia as Ronald Acuna Jr. got things going in the third inning there. Hit his 40th homer. I think the stat I saw, I think he's the youngest guy to hit 40 homers in Major League history. So now, what is he, three steals away from being part of the 40-40 club as, he hits his 40th homer to take care of that part of him. Acuna, by the way, on the day, 1-for-3, 2 runs, 2 RBIs in the game. That made it 2-0 Atlanta. Philadelphia would come back and tie the game in the top of the fifth. Freddie puts them back ahead 5-4. And then a guy that we talked about last night in Austin Riley, could he potentially be the guy that platoons in left field? Well, he comes up and does this to make it 5-3.
Riley drives that ball to deep right. That ball is carrying, and that ball's a line drive homer. If he starts doing that, look out. That's Austin Riley's first homer since August 2nd.
Well, we talked about, would he maybe get a shot? Look, I think he was fighting for a playoff roster spot until some of these guys went down, and that certainly is gonna help, and you'd like to have his bat on this team at some point because, look, reality is that one swing and he can make a difference in a game. He can go win a game and knock one out like he did today and change around a playoff series potentially. But good to see Austin Riley get that home run, his 18th of the year. That made it 5-3. Braves would hang on and win it 5-4. But I think Riley probably, like we said, Matt Joyce, by the way, too, he had a pinch hit today. He scored on that when he came in and pinch hit for Mike Soroka in the fifth inning. So you got two guys maybe between Riley and Joyce. We talked about yesterday about maybe that's your platoon out in left field when you get to be in the playoffs. Now, Mike Soroka today got the win. 5 innings, 5 hits. 2 earned runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts, didn't give up a homer. Only had the 88 pitches today and dropped his ERA, I should say, went to 2.6 on the season. I'm not going to be surprised now that the division is basically clinched. I mean, definite chance that between either they win or the Nationals lose, that the division is wrapped up. The division's about to be wrapped up. It's probably time to maybe push back or skip a start for Mike Soroka. I don't think I don't think Brian Snicker is going to change around the lineup and mess too much with things. Well, will he give a guy a day off here or there? Yeah, maybe, but I don't think all of a sudden you're going to see the Braves play with, a bunch of their minor leaguers and Hammond Eggers and things like that, in the roster. Freddie's going to have a week off or anything like that. They may spot a player here. You may see a little bit more on a regular basis where there's that one guy each night that's out of the lineup. Speaking of Austin Riley, Brian Snitker, after the game, was definitely pleased and thought Riley had some good swings.
That was good, really good. He stayed right through that ball, and he had some good swings today. It was a good day for him.
We said Ronald Acuna Jr., he got his 40th home run today. We were just kind of joking in the bullpen about now if you're Acuna and you got the division wrapped up, because I don't think they're going to catch the Dodgers at this point. So I think the record is academic that they'll be the number 2 seed in the National League. By the way, the Brewers are closing in. They're just about to win. I don't know if that game has gone final yet. I didn't see the final on that. Yeah, it did go final. So Milwaukee won 5-1, so they pick up a half game in the wild card. Cardinals and Cubs are going at it right now. So they're battling right now. That's 0-0 in the that's in the top of the first. So that game has literally just gotten started. That game's in Wrigley Field. So Cardinals coming into Wrigley Field. So, you know, that race will be interesting because whoever wins that division is going to be the team that the Braves are going to face. That's going to be the Braves' opponent in the first round of the playoff series in the divisional round. So whether it's the Cubs, it's the Cardinals, it's the Milwaukee Brewers, and of course the Brewers and Cubs are also trying to stay on the pace of Washington and maybe potentially try to overtake them for the wild card spot. We talked about Acuña hitting his fourth home run. Here's Brian Snicker talking post game about it's great. Now he can relax and maybe now he'll even go better.
When he hit it, I told Seitz, it's like, man, you know, he might relax now and really go off. Just get that out of the way. It's got a weigh on you, and as hard as you don't want it to be, it is. I'm sure every time he rolls over at night and when he wake up, that's probably all he's thinking about. So I'm happy for him. That's an unbelievable accomplishment at this stage of his career. Hopefully he exhales a little bit, and you never know. He might just go off.
The only thing I may disagree with Snicker on a little bit is the fact that I'm not sure Ronald Acuña Jr. is the kind of kid that at 21 years old is putting that kind of pressure on himself to do it. I think he believes enough in his ability that he was going to get there. I mean, with all due respect, I mean, it's not like he's at 31 homers and was trying to chase it in the last, you know, 10 games of the year or something like that. I think Ronald Acuña is a laid back enough kid that I'm not sure that this was on his mind. Now, do I think now that he's got the 40th homer and he's only three steals that they may try to run him and make sure he gets that? Yeah, that part wouldn't surprise me now that he's got half of it in the bag and they're about to win the division. Now you can maybe do some things that you normally might not want to do. You know, maybe have him run a little bit more, be a little bit more aggressive in running the bases to try to get that 40 steals at that point. And it might be a situation where once he gets his 40th steal, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a night off here, a night off there, and they give him a little bit of rest as well in the game. Mike Soroka, like we said, he gets to five, or sorry, he pitches five innings today. He picks up the win to move to 13-4. Here's him talking about how they're so close to clinching now, but also thinking that there's a bigger picture to the season.
Oh, we're fired up. I mean, it's awesome to be able to share with some of these guys. This will be the first time for me, and I think, you know, the mood definitely is around making sure we finish the season strong and make sure our minds farther than that too. You know, we're preparing for the big games down the road, and you know, I'm excited for that too.
By the way, Jarvis, I'm looking on Twitter here. Mike Tyson's at the Jacksonville Jaguars game. Have you seen this tweet? Like, when did Mike Tyson become the guy from Meet the Browns? You know that TV show that TBS had, like they had that Meet the Browns. When did he become a skinny version of the guy that plays in Meet the Browns? Like with the bald head and he's got the gray facial hair. Doesn't he look like he's now a skinny version of the guy from Meet the Browns? I mean, you realize that guy was the baddest man on the. You look at that guy. That guy was the baddest man on planet Earth at one time. Yeah, like that guy was the. Yep, that guy was the baddest man on planet Earth at one time. Yeah, now he looks like he's going to tell me to get off his lawn as my grandpapa. Honestly, now he looks like he's going to sit around a rocking chair and complain about somebody burning the hamburgers or something. Or go get grandpa a cold drink or something. I mean, that's, yeah. Or who put the paprika on the potato salad? Who put the raisins in the potato salad? He looks like he's going to be that guy sitting around complaining about that. If you know, by the way, go on Twitter and go to the Jacksonville Jaguars site and you'll see Mike Tyson on there. So anyway, crazy stuff. But look, good news all the way around for the Atlanta Braves today. Even though they lost the series, which we said last night, it's like the first series they've lost since July. So again, you know, it was bound to happen. And by the way, they finished 8-6 in that 14-game stretch. Remember what we talked about before that stretch? I told you, look, if the Braves could just even go 6-8, like that will be plenty for the Braves. Well, they went 8-6 on this and all but clinched the division in that 14-game stretch. So when everybody was all excited about, Washington's red hot and the Phillies and and I tried to say, I don't see where there's a division race, guys, because they don't beat Washington's hot, and we can't, we're still in a playoff chase and all this kind of, nonsense that everybody was trying to sell me on the idea of. And it's like, but guys, they don't beat the Braves when they play them. So they went 8-6, and that was all that they literally had to do. That was all that they needed to do. Lost the one series to Philadelphia. Like we said, first time since August of 2017 that Phillies won a series in Atlanta's home park. So that hasn't happened in a while. So it is what it is. And now the Braves come down this stretch where it's Kansas City, the Giants, the Mets, a bunch of teams that, haven't got a whole lot going on, and season's pretty much over, especially the Mets. I hope they sweep the Mets. I hope they just beat down on the Mets. All right, when we get back, we're going to do What's Buggin' Chuckery. If you come on the Godfather show and you stink, you better be ready to be told that you stink. We'll give you that story next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. John Chuck Green show. Taking up to the top of the hour, then we're getting to some NFL football. Tennessee Titans at Jacksonville Jaguars. We were talking about Mike Tyson being at the game, and he's got his Jaguar jersey on. And we tweeted out, Jarvis tweeted out a picture of the guy from Meet the Browns, because he looks like a skinnier version of the guy now from Meet the Browns. Our buddy Rodney on the text line says at 404-741-0929 says, hey, John, Mike Tyson may look that way, but I bet you wouldn't want to run up on him still today. I agree. You want to talk about, he's going to be that old man crazy. He's got old man crazy written all over him. Yep. He's got old man crazy. I promise you, if he swung and hit you, you won't get up. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, that's not even an issue as far as that goes. It doesn't look like Mike Tyson anymore. It's just funny when you see Mike Tyson now, it just doesn't look anything like the guy that was the baddest man on the planet. Look, we all get old and we all age and we do all those kinds of things. It's just kind of funny to see him looking like that right now. So. Braves won today, as we said, 5-4, watching kind of the replay of the game, can clinch the division tomorrow night. Washington does not play tonight, so we'll have to wait till tomorrow, which is fine. Make it a Friday. Now, the Braves, of course, they will be, they'll be on the road come tomorrow in, I want to see the pitching matchup for tomorrow. No, they're home, sorry. Braves will be home tomorrow. They've got the San Francisco Giants for a 3-game set at home. Mike Foltynewicz will pitch tomorrow night. So you get Folty, Fried, and Keuchel over the weekend. Of course, this is the last 3 regular season games for the Braves at SunTrust Park. So if you're trying to catch them before the playoffs happen, got to get out there this weekend, because then the Braves will be on the road to Kansas City for a couple of games and then in New York, in Gotham, to finish out the season against the hapless New York Mets. So we'll see what they decide to do. I said they wouldn't surprise me at all if they kind of change around and a guy gets a day off here, guy gets a day off here, and kind of mix that all up. Speaking of hapless, let's get to What's Buggin' Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, listen, there are times when, let's face it, the Godfather has a lot of pull and a lot of power up in New York. Now, if you don't know who we're talking about Mike Francesa. So, we have a coach's show here in Atlanta where we got our morning show. We got our morning show hosts. We've got our two guys. We got Big Hugh and we got
John Freaky.
Yeah. So we got Big Hugh and
John Freaky
hosting the morning show, and they have Dan Quinn on once a week. Okay.
John Freaky?
Yeah. That guy, John Freaky. So our morning show has their show as well. Now, up in New York, Pat Shurmur of the Giants, the hapless Giants, he goes on Mike Francesa's show. Whereas our morning guys, Hugh Douglas and...
I hate to say it, but you...
No, our morning show guys, Hugh Douglas and...
John Freaky?
There you go. While those guys have some tact and things like that, in dealing with Coach Quinn, Mike Francesa, he's not as tactful.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you look like a terrible team. So through, yeah, I mean, you're not good at anything. I mean, so you got a really good running back, and you got a good kicker who missed a field goal yesterday. But other than that, you don't look very good at anything. You can't get the ball in the end zone, and you can't stop anybody. That's a hard combination.
Well, those are things that we got to work on as we move forward.
Now, you're an NFL head coach, and you're getting basically berated by the Godfather up there. Well, the Giants have decided that they are no longer going to appear on Mike Francesa's show. Now, I think it was a year or two ago that Eli Manning decided that he was not going to go on WFAN with Francesa anymore. And actually, Francesa's he's actually an Eli supporter. He's always been in his corner. It's hard to argue with a guy that's won two Super Bowls or whatever. But certainly Eli is not the same guy that he was previously, and that's why he's on the bench right now. But Pat Shurmur and the Giants have kind of decided, you know, that's enough abuse for one season. Look, with all due respect to the Giants, okay, you don't know what you're getting into when you know, because Pat Shurmur basically said in his presser today when he addressed this that, well, I was contractually obligated to speak to this guy. Like, they didn't know and understand, like, how Francesa is going to roll. As Joe Girardi or Aaron Boone or any of those guys that go on with Francesa, if you're no good, he's going to tell you. Welcome to New York, folks. You know, we talk about media and stuff like that, and, you know, we have some fun with media down here, and you know, let's face it, the reputation of media down here isn't that it's real tough. And I don't expect our morning show, okay, of Hugh Douglas and
the John people Freaky
to, you know, get into any kind of name calling or mudslinging when it comes to the Falcons. It's just not how they're going to operate.
He sucks.
Wow.
He blows. That guy's awful.
Wow. Okay. They're not going to get into that. Those guys up there, that's how they operate. And I understand. Look, you know, Tom Brady had his issues with those guys up in, what was that, WEEI up in Boston, because he felt like they were coming after him with a personal cheap shot, okay? The Giants stink. And Mike told you they stink. And he said, look, you got a kicker that's pretty good, and you got a really good running back. You ain't got much up. He wasn't factually inaccurate. And he's not taking a personal shot at Pat Shurmur. They are awful. They are no good. The difference is, okay, that, you know, if the Falcons are 2-14, okay, our morning show of Hugh Douglas and
the John people Freaky
is not going to go out there and start telling Coach Quinn that they're a terrible franchise. Those guys up there, if you're 2-14 in New York and you go on radio with those guys, they're going to tell you you're awful.
He sucks. He blows. That guy's awful.
Wow. Why would anybody talk about our morning show that way? Anyway.
John Freaky?
Yeah. Him. Now, look. That's why New York is New York. That's why it's the epicenter of the world. It's the big media market, okay? I'm not telling you it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm not here to tell you. You make up your own mind if you think that what Francesa said was right, wrong, or whatever like that. And you can say, well, you know, it's a privilege to have. No, it's not. You don't think the Giants don't want to be on the number one rated station and the number one show and all that? You don't think that's good to have the head coach on the number one? Yeah, as Howard Stern used to say, be on number one in number one. That's New York. If you're number one in the number one market, okay, as you learn with the Godfather, you can do just about anything. I promise you this, Mike Francesa will be around a lot longer than Pat Shurmur will be. Like that or not. And that's what's bugging Chuck Reed. All right, coming back to wrap it up, it'll be time for a Love TKO as we hand it off to NFL football. It's all next. No, it's not the morning show with Hugh Douglas and
John Freaky.
It's the John Chuck Reed show from the Key Studios on Sports Radio 910 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.